Boker Or World, today's daf in Masechet Zvachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh, is daf Nun Zayin. How is the sound over here? Because I'm not in my normal place. Sound is A-okay? Okay, should we try, I could try my fancier mic. Let's just see which one is better. Hold on one second. We'll try the other mic. I just want to make sure that we're okay. How is this mic? Is this mic any better? The other one was better?
I think this one's better.
This one is a fancier mic, I can tell you that.
Yeah, sounds better.
It does sound fancy. Better. Okay. All right, so then let's go ahead. So today's daf, I'll try this again. Today's daf in Masechet Zvachim, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is daf Nun Zayin. And we're holding at the Halakha Mishnah. We actually did the Mishnah yesterday, and I think we should just review it quickly. The Mishnah at the bottom of Nun Vav, and we'll just review it so it shouldn't be, you know, we're going to be referring back to the Mishnah the whole time. So let's take a look at the Mishnah again. HaBechor v'maaser v'hapesach. So we've talked about the dinim of the Shlamim and the dinim of the Teda, but what about the Bechor, Maaser, and Pesach, which are also Kachim Kalim, are similar to the Shlamim, and they too are Kachim Kalim, and the Shtita is Bechor Makom Bazorah, just like the Shlamim. However, they're not just like the Shlamim, because remember, the Shlamim requires a Zrika of Shnayim Shein Arba. And over here, the dam is only zoruk on the mizbeach once. Damu ta'un matana echat. Now that doesn't mean it's poured on the mizbeach; it's sprinkled on the mizbeach, which is a big difference. Because if we do shvicha, then that means we're pouring it towards the yisod. If we do zrika, then it means that one matana is splashed onto the mizbeach as long as it's a part of the mizbeach that's keneged hayisod. Now, each one of these three karbonas is different in terms of the halachas of their achila. Habuchor is nechal kohanim. Maaser is nechal to anybody. And we'll see that the Pesach is, at the end, it says, eino nechal ela leminuyah. So they're different in terms of who eats them and in terms of where they're eaten. So they're eaten nechol b'chol ha'ir, that's true, just like the Shlamim at the whole Yerushalayim, and they're eaten b'chol ma'achal, no matter how it is that you prepare them, with whatever you put in there, and they can be eaten, all of them, just like the Shlamim, b'shnei yamim v'layla echad. The difference, however, in Pesach extends also to the zman of the achila. So the Pesach can only be eaten in an echal ala b'layla, it can only be eaten in the nighttime, meaning you cannot shecht your carbon pesach and then go eat it the way that you would with all the other carbon. That's bring a shlamim or a bechor or maaser. You do the shvita, you do the zrika, and then you sit down to eat. But that's not true about a pesach. You're only able to eat that pesach, as we're going to learn out from the pasuk, in the night following the erev pesach shvita. Furthermore, it's not eaten the whole night. It's only eaten until chatzot. And furthermore, it's not eaten by everyone. It's eino nechal ela leminuyam, to the people that were registered on it and they participated in bringing the carbon pesach. And you can't eat it b'chol ma'akal. You can only eat it if it's tzelit. If it wasn't tzelit, then forget it. It's not kosher to eat at all. Mantana. So now the Gemara wants to know, who exactly is the Tana that says this din, that the Zrika is a Zrika of one time? Because, I mean, Lamaisa, we learned before that it's done b'shvicha. Now all of a sudden you don't eat. No, it's really like the Shlamim, except that it's done, all of them are done with a Zrika at one time. Where do we know that from? Ah, that is only true according to Rabbi Yossi Aglil. The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Aglil Omer, in the Pasuk of Av Bechor Shor, O Bechor Kesev, O Bechor Eiz, beautiful pasuk that everybody is very familiar with because of the lining. et damam tizrok al hamizbeach ve'et chelbam taktir. So, how come it says it's damam? Why doesn't it say, if we're talking about a bechor, et damo tizrok, et chelbo taktir? It doesn't say that. It says damam. It doesn't say chelbam. It says chelbo. It says chelbam. That teaches us that all of the korbanos that are similar in this din of how it is that there are subsections of Kachin Kalin, it talks about also the Bechor and the Maizer and the Pesach. All of them are compared to each other, and they're all to Uni Matan Domim, the Emurim Legabe Mizbeah. And because it actually doesn't say anywhere what to do with the Korban. It says bring a Korban Pesach. It doesn't say what to do with its blood. It doesn't say what to do with its Emurim. And it doesn't say anything about Maizer either. The only place where it actually describes what to do with the Korban is the Bechor. So we have to learn out from the Bechor to the Pesach and the Maizer that they require the same type of Nesinas Adam, which is Bezrika on the Bechor, because it says Beferish Bezrok and Damam Tizrok, and that's one Zrika. Now, but where do you know that? You told me it has to be Obevah that it's Keneged Ayesod. Where does it say that? It just says, as Damam Tizrok Alam Mizbeach. It doesn't say anything about Keneged Yesod, does it? Omar Rabbi Elazar, well, I know that from the halakha that we had before, that since the Lashon of Zrika appears by Oila, and the Lashon of Zrika appears by Bechor, and we're also saying Bechor, Maaser, and Pesach, so just like the Oila has to be Keneged Yesod, so too the Bechor, Maaser, and Pesach has to be Keneged Yesod. But how do you know by the Oila that has to be Keneged Yesod? Ah, remember that we learned out from the extra pasuk of the Yesod HaMizbeach. One of them came to teach me, Limeid al Ola Jetu'une Yesod, that it comes to tell me that the Mizbeach HaOla is that there's a specific halacha that you must actually put the dam Keneged HaYesod. Okay, now, if you're telling me that we're going to learn out Zrika, Bechor, Maaser, and Pesach from Ola, why don't we compare it to Ola completely? If the Ola has to be done with Shtei Matanot Shehin Arba, why do you say that Bechor, Maaser, and Pesach only requires one Zrika? Let's say it says Zrika there, it says Zrika by Ola, just like the Zrika by Ola, there's a din of Sabiv, and therefore it has to be Shtayim Shehin Arba, so your Tura has to be Shtayim Shehin Arba. Omra Baye, because if in fact we were able to learn out this din of Saviv by the Ola to the Pesach and the Bechor, we'd be able to learn it all over. And therefore, I'd ask you, can you explain to me why the Torah mentions Saviv not only by Ola, but also by Chatas, which is also by Osham? So it's Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Te'achad. We should have just relied on the Lashon of Zrika by the Ola to mean exactly that. And the all over, wherever it says Zrika, it means like the Zrika of the Olam. Must be because it's Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ke'achad. The Torah doesn't want us to use the Ola as the model. So wherever there is a din of Shnayim Shein Arba, it specifies that din by saying Saviv. And wherever you have Saviv with the additional requirement of Yesod, it can't mean literally Saviv like we said before, because there's no Yesod in that one corner that would allow us to do this Saviv. Therefore, what is it talking about? It's got to be talking about a Saviv, meaning that the dam gets to all four sides in the Mizbeach, and that has to be done on the two Kranot that both are diagonal and do have the Yesod. Okay, we had the Machlokas before, Rabbi Shmuel. Is it just splashed onto the side like a gamma? Or do you actually put it on with two separate matanas? But that's not the point. Yeah, but if you want to tell me that, then you have to mention Saviv. And therefore, if you only mention, you don't want to use the Saviv by an Ola to apply to Chatas and Asham, search next to Rabbi Kafak. And that's telling me the Ola is not a model. But wait a minute, not everybody agrees. Remember, what about Lamandi Omar Shnechtiv and Lankacha Milandi, Michael Amema? So why can't we learn out from Ola that you should need Shnaim Shemarba by the Bechor and the Maaser and the Pesach? That's because I didn't tell you before. But the Usham also says Savi. And if you have three psukim up on Gehud, everybody agrees that Ein Milad Nimabe Usham Shlosha, Vishlosha, Vadai She Ein Milad. Okay, next. Bechor is Nechal Lekohanim, Meiser is Nechal Lechal Adam, and they're both eaten for 2 days and the night in between. Now, it doesn't say that anywhere. So, Tana Rabbanan, how do we know that? Why do we say, Minayin LeBechor, Shenechal L'Shnei Yamin V'Lelayla between? Shenemar, because it says, B'Soram Yiyelach Kechazeya Tenufa U'Cheshoka Yamin, which means that the Torah is saying to the Kohanim, you're being given this Bechor the same way you were given the Matana of the Chazer V'Shok. How long are you allowed to eat a Chazer V'Shok? It's like the Shlomim itself. And Yikishu HaKatur V'Chazer V'Shok Shal Shlomim. Just like the Shlomim is Nechal L'Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echad, Af Bechor is Nechal L'Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echad. Now the truth is that this was not so pasha. Because when this question came up, originally, it came up in Kerem B'Yavna. And in Kerem B'Yavna, Baruch Hashem, Barnea is not with us today, so we don't have a description of the whole setting in Kerem B'Yavna, but so in Kerem B'Yavna, this is a beautiful story. So remember that the Beis Din, everybody was negotiating there. They had moved the Beis Din to Kerem B'Yavna. And remember that in front of the Beis Din, we have all of these Talmidim. And those are the three rows of the Talmidim that are Yoshvim, they are Sanhedrin. And they are able to argue and to discuss. And the truth is, they're all Ru'uyin Lohra. And if one of the members of Sanhedrin dies, we move them up from those rows of the Talmidim in order, right? Okay. So someone came in and they raised the question in front of the Sanhedrin. They were discussing exactly this question. It doesn't say in the Torah how long to eat a Bechor. So what's the din? So Rabbi Tarfon, who was there in the Sanhedrin, so Rabbi Tarfon said, well, it's very clear. It's definitely L'Shnei Yamin V'Layla Echad. Okay, so now that day, the most recent person to arrive to be Yoshev Lifnei HaSanhedrin was Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And everybody assumed, okay, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, another guy, you know, we'll fight it out with him. And what did they do? They treated him like any other Talmud. They didn't realize, oh boy, we got trouble. So Rabbi Tarfon, you know, oh, yes, my son, little boy, let me explain life to you. Okay. So Rabbi Tarfon says, well, it's definitely for 2 days. And Laila Echad. All right. So there was this innocent looking fellow. Just arrived then. Nobody knew who he was, you know. And his name was Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So he says to Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi, how do you know that it's the Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad? Ay, my son, my entire kin, says Rabbi Tarfon. Boy, did he not know what was going to happen to him. Let me tell you, I'll explain life to you, you know. Shlomim are Kachim Kalim. Bechor is Kachim Kalim. So just like a Shlomim is Nechal Yom, Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad, Bechor is also Nechal Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad. So, Omar Lo, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says to Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi, maybe we should look at it like this. A Bechor is listed in the Matanas to the Kohen in Parshas Kerach. And the Chatas V'Asham are listed together with the Bechor in that same Pasuk in Parshas Kerach to the Matana L'Kohen. So, I mean, that seems to say that they're sort of the same, right? The Matnas Kulina, okay. So just like the Chatas and the Asham can only be eaten the Yom V'Layla, so the Bechor, too, should only be eaten the Yom V'Layla. Ah, says Rabbi Tarfon, let me tell you about the facts of life, my son. First, you got to figure out, you got to use your noodle, which is more reasonable to compare to. You have to take a look at the whole perspective over here, you know. So first, nidon davar medavar. First, we look at what things are similar, and then nilmad davar medavar. Only afterwards do we learn it. So you're telling me we should learn it from Chatas V'Asham. So let me explain to you how to think about this, you know. What we should first recognize is that What it's most similar to, this Bechor, is not Chatas Va'arsham, the way you, silly boy, are thinking. They're really similar to Shlomim. Because just like Shlomim is not coming for a Chait, a Bechor isn't coming for a Chait, so why would we compare it to the Chatas Va'arsham? So therefore, Ma Shlomim Ne'echolim L'shnei Yomim V'layla Echad, Av Bechor Ne'echal L'shnei Yomim V'layla Echad. Oh, says Rabbi Yossi Aglili to him, Rabbi, you just taught me all about life. Let me apply your learning. I agree. I think Nadon Davar Mi Davar. Let's first figure out what's most reasonable, and then we'll figure out what to learn from. So here's how I would use your very teaching. Chatas V'asham are very comparable to Bechor because they're both about Tana L'Kohen, and a Bechor is a matan l'kohen. But there's something else. The other thing is that a chatas va'arsham, can you bring a chatas va'arsham whenever you want to? No. Not k'boyin b'neder v'nedava. Well, can you bring a shlomim whenever you want to? Yeah. Can you bring a bechor whenever you want to? No. It has to be a bechor. Okay. So I think it's more reasonable to compare the bechor to the karbonas to which it's similar, namely a chatas va'arsham. And therefore, I argue, Ma Chatas Va'arsham, Ane'echolim L'yom Echad, Av Bechor Ane'echol L'yom Echad. So poor Rabbi Tarfon said, I'm out of here. So he left. And Rabbi Akiva jumps into the argument. Kofatz Rabbi Akiva, Ministalik Rabbi Tarfon. So Rabbi Tarfon runs out. And Rabbi Akiva takes over the argument against this upstart. So Rabbi Akiva says, look, you know, it says in the Pasuk Beferish, Uvesoram I Yelecha, Kechazea Tnufa. It says Beferish that we're giving it to you like the Kechazea Tnufa and the Shok of Atruma. So obviously, Haikishan Akasov, the Torah tells you Beferish. I understand what you're arguing with Rabbi Tarfon for. If the Torah compared it to Chazer Veshok Shoshlom and Beferish, then obviously it has the same thing of Achila. Just like the Shlomim and the cause of the Shok of the Shlomim is Necha, L'shnei Yomim V'layla Echad. The Torah tells you Beferish to compare it to that. Said Rabbi Yossi Aglili to Rabbi Akiva, this time it's not Rebbe, this time it's not I'll learn from you, it's you say. You, Rabbi Akiva, Hikashto, L'chaz of the Shok Shok Shlomim. That's your claim. I say that when it says Chazer V'Shok, it means the Chazer V'Shok of a Korban Teida. What makes you think that? I mean, Chazer V'Shok applies to Teida just like it does to Shlomim. So why in the world are you comparing it to the Chazer V'Shok Shal Shlomim? I've already showed you that it's much more reasonable to compare it to the Teida. Ma Teida Nechal Z'Yom V'Layla, Av Bechor Nechal L'Yom V'Layla. Marlos Rabbi Akiva said to him, Okay, even if I agree with you, so let's take it your way, all right? It's comparing it to Chazer V'Shok Shel Truma. Fine. Now, I want to know how you explain why in the Pasuk does it repeat the words L'cha Yihyeh. That makes absolutely no sense in the Pasuk. Let's read the Pasuk together. Uvesaram ye lecham kechazea tnufa uchishoka yamin. Now dig the last two words. Lecha ye. You just said that. Uvesaram ye lecha kechazea tnufa kechishoka yamin. And then you repeat lecha ye again? Does it make any sense to you? Doesn't make any sense to me. I'll tell you what it means. It's adding an additional ye to the whole thing over here. And it's saying there's an additional Havaya. And it's just in case any Yossi Aglili show up and claim that we're going to learn it out from the Shok of Teda that is only eaten for one day. Therefore, I'm telling you, don't listen to him. I'm giving it to you again. Make sure that you get to eat it another day. So, therefore, we've covered all our bases. Definitely, even if it's compared to Chazer V'Shok Shel Teda, it still has got an additional havaya to tell me that it's not limited by the same number of days that the Torah is, oh no, it's given to you full time. Now, they said over to Rabbi Shmuel this whole story, I'm sure it got around very quickly on Instagram. Anyway, so when Rabbi Yishmael heard the whole argument, he said, you go back there and you tell Rabbi Akiva you made a big mistake. Tzu v'imru lo Rabbi Akiva, ta'ita, wrong. You were right up first time. Why'd you give in to him? And why did you start trying to prove it and say, okay, we'll learn it out from Torah. That's a mistake. You can't learn it out from Torah. And you should have showed him you can't learn it out from Torah. You were right in the first time. Your first argument was, Hikisha HaKasim L'Shlomim. You were 100% right. And you should have answered him that, Torah Mi'echan L'Meida. How do we know the din of Torah itself? That there's a halach of Chazav Ashok. It doesn't say so to give the Chazav Ashok to the Torah, to have the Torah to a Kohen. We only know it from Shlomim. Because when it says, Zot Torah Zevach HaShlomim, Im Al Todah Yakrivenu, so what does that tell you? That we compare the dinin of the Shlomim to the dinin of the Torah. Guess what that's called, my dear Rabbi Akiva? It's called a Hekesh. So now, if we only knew it through a Hekesh, how can we say, now, when the Torah tells me that the Bosser should be to you like the Bosser of the Chazav Ashok, how could it be referring to the Chazav Ashok of the Truma like this Yossi Aglili character? It can't be referring to that because then it would be learning from a Hekesh through another Hekesh. V'chidavar ha-lameh v'hekesh chozerim ha-lameh v'hekesh. There's no way for me to do that. You had a very straight comeback to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. You should have stuck to your guns, and you should have said, when it says Chazav Ashok, it does not mean Torah. When it says Chazav Ashok, it means Shlomi, 100%. That's what you should have told him. Ein alecha lidon, b'loshon achron. You should not have given in to him, and then use the extra yelach to tell me that I'm giving you an extra havaya. That was a mistake. You should have stuck to your guns, the Lashon Rishon, which was that the Torah was comparing it to Shlomim, Chazav Ashok of Shlomim, and that was the correct approach. But, you know, that's interesting. I mean, we'll talk about what they're arguing about in a moment, but that means that according to Rabbi Yishmael, how does he understand that extra pasuk of L'chayiyeh if the pasuk began with the words Yelach? I mean, to say L'chayiyeh three words after you say Yelach is a little bit ridiculous, isn't it? How does he explain that? Ah, he explains this brilliantly. L'chayiyeh adds an additional netina of a bechor to a coin. Let me ask you something. If a bechor is a baal mum, does it say anywhere in the Torah what to do with a bechor baal mum? No. It's got this whole parsha about the Bukhar, Shor, Kesef Ha'ez, put the Dam on the Mizbeach, put the Emurim on the Mizbeach, Bamam, Chalbam. How about if it's a Baal Mum? You can't put it on the Mizbeach. Doesn't say a word about what to do with a Bukhar Baal Mum. Here, that extra L'chayiyeh is to tell me I'm giving you something besides the Bukhar of the Dam and the Emurim on the Mizbeach. I'm even giving you a gift of a Bukhar Baal Mum as one of the matanot to a kohen. What do you say about that? Shalom atzino b'chol ha-tayra. Nowhere else but with these two extra words, l'chayiyeh. Nowhere else did the Torah ever tell me what to do with the b'chor baal mum. So don't ask me what to do with that pasuk. Man, that pasuk is amazing. It's great. So yeah, Rabbi Akiva, like what were you thinking? Isn't that a more fundamental din to learn from the l'chayiyeh? Like Rabbi Shmuel. See what this L'chayiyeh just means? To give you another day of Achila, to make sure you don't compare it to Chazav Ashok of the Torah. Where do you know that a Bechor Baal Mum? Oh, I know that from the Lashon of Chelbam and Bisaram. What does it say? Bisaram? If it says Bisaram, that's coming to tell me that you get to eat the meat of two different types of Bechor. Echad tam, v'echad So that means we're giving you all that extra meat, even though you can't bring it as a korban. Now, how does Rabbi Shmuel deal with that b'saram? Oh, he says, you know not read the pasuk. It says, ach b'chor shor kesef ha'ez. How many things did you list? Last I heard, three things are plural, aren't they? So b'saram of those b'chorot, chelbam of those b'chorot. I understand what your problem is. So, of course, it's referring to the hanach b'sarot that we just mentioned in the pasuk. Anyway, there seems to be a major machlokas over here between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva that revolves around the question of, do I have a right to learn it from the Chazav Ashok of the Todah, since I only know the din of the Chazav Ashok of the Todah from the din of Shlomim, and therefore it's a Hekesh, and it's not going to be Malanet, the Hekesh. So everybody agreed to that before. So what exactly are they arguing about? Why does Rabbi Akiva feel that, no, Rabbi Yossi Aglili had a very good point? You know, maybe he's right. Maybe we should learn it out of the Chazav Ashok of the Torah. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel says, no such avanina. What are they arguing about? It turns out that they're arguing about a very important halacha that we never even thought about. Benogea, the concept that we have of Ein Lamedin Lamad Min Halamad. Because the question is, when we learn out one thing from another with a hekesh, in this particular case, we are not really learning one thing out from a hekesh and then passing it on. Because even though we learn out the Chazav Ashok of a Feida that there's a Chiyab, we learn out from Shlomim, but if we really learned it out from Shlomim, how long would I be allowed to eat the Chazav Ashok of a Todah? The same amount of time I can eat the Chazav Ashok of a Shlomim. And how long is that? 2 days, with the night in between. But in reality, since the Torah tells us how many days you can eat a Torah and you can only eat it on that day itself, not Lemocharev, like it says by the Shlomim, so then that means I'm not really learning the din out of the Hekesh alone. I'm learning the din out of the halachas that were said about the Korban Torah. Yom Echa, Yom Valayla, that's all you can eat it. So then that means it's really got its own set of dinim that are derived directly from the Pasuk of the Torah and not the Pasuk of the Shlomim. So what does that mean? That ultimately, what I'm learning out of the Torah, in this case, is not the Hekesh alone. I'm learning out a whole combination of dinim that there are two, one day that you eat the Chazav Ashok. Yes, it's true, I understand the Chazav Ashok only because of the comparison to Shlomim. But all the din of that Chazav Ashok is unique and is specified in that pasuk of the Torah. So, if that's the case, it's not really a hekesh. It's a henenu v'davar acher. So I'm learning it out. Some of it is being learned out directly from the pasuk of the Torah, right? That is the din of the one day. But that's the halakha of how long you have to eat your Chazav Ashok of a Torah. And I'm also learning part of the halakha from the Hekesh. So I'm learning it directly from Torah, Hemenu, and I'm learning it also from the Shlomim. That's not called a Hekesh. That is a whole new structure, which is essentially coming in the din of the Torah itself, and it requires some input from the Shlomim. So that is not considered to be a hekesh according to Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, he tines that, you know, Rabbi Yossi Aglili is on target. How do I know that he shouldn't compare it to the Chazav Ashok of the Torah? Whereas Rabbi Shmuel holds that Dover, Amen of a Dover Acher, is a hekesh. And therefore, he says to Rabbi Akiva, you should have just told Rabbi Yossi Aglili that that doesn't work because you're in a hekesh. To another hekesh. But Rabbi Akiva holds, well, how do you hekesh? So this is a very important question that actually sheds a lot of light on other hekeshin that we made that seem to be learning hekeshes from hekeshes. Because, you know, if you hold, if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, and it's not considered to be a hekesh, if it requires henenu vidover acha, okay, that would explain the whole story of Yom Kippur, because it seems on Yom Kippur, we learn out a hekesh from a hekesh. Nobody ever bothered mentioning that that doesn't make any sense. So what does it say over there? V'chiper ha-kodesh b'tumot b'nei Yisrael, u'mipisheihem l'chol chatatam, v'fein ya'aseh l'ohel mo'ed, ha-shocheinitam b'toch tumotam. Okay, so now, the Torah is comparing the matonais that are meant to be done in the Heichal, which are going to be the same as the matonos that are done lifnai v'lifni. Just like the matonos kishem shemazel lifnai v'lifni, just like the Kohen Gadol does achas l'mala v'sheva l'mata midam hapar in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so too when he goes into the Heichal, and now he is sprinkling the dam not towards the kaporet, obviously, but he's sprinkling the dam towards the porochet. So there too, he does the same thing. He does achas l'mala and sheva l'mata midam hapar in the Heichal. And kishem shelifnai v'lifnim, even when he was inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he also did achas l'mala and sheva l'mata of the dam hasoyer. There too, he has to do the same thing in the Heichal. Now, the big problem is, how do I know that the dam of the par and the dam of the soyer is sprinkled achas l'mala and sheva l'mata? Huh? You think it says to do that anywhere? It doesn't. I only know that from a hekesh. Because b'nogeya is the zrika of the par, so it says v'hizaba etzba'o alpnei hakaporet kedma v'lifnei hakaporet. Listen to this. Yazer sheva pa'amim min adam be'etzba'o. It doesn't say 8 times. It doesn't say achas l'mala. It says sprinkle 7 times. Where do we get the idea that there's also achas l'mala? I'll tell you where we get that idea. Because in the next pasuk, it tells me also the halacha about the soyer. And by the soyer it says, v'asai et damo kasher asal l'dam hapar, v'hiza oto ala kaporet l'fnei hakaporet. Why are you repeating v'hiza oto if you just said asai et damo kasher asal? Ah. Because it's adding one additional azoya. So that means that the achas l'mala, where it says al hakaporet, that is talking about the achas oto. Okay, that is said only by the soyer. But we learned the soyer out of the par to tell me v'asotam okashra saladam apar. Put it all together, and what do you get? Achas l'mala, al hakaporet, and lifnei hakaporet sheva pamim sheva l'mata. But that means I only know the combination of achas l'mala v'sheva l'mata because the dam of the par and the dam ha-sa'ir are learned out from one another. So that is a learning out that is only said l'gabe the kaporet. That's lifnai v'lifni. Now the Torah is telling me another hekesh, namely, do the same thing in the heicha. That's a hekesh from a hekesh. So how did nobody ever mention that? That we have no right to darshan a pasuk now like this. How do we know that we do achas l'mala v'sheva l'mata lifnai b'lifni? So if you tell me that Rabbi Akiva is right, it's not called a hekesh. If l'maisa, you need to learn the din directly from what you're learning. So over here, I need to learn it directly. I need additional input of the hekesh. But on both the par and the soyer, it says to do the 7, or it says to do the 1. That, I'm applying that to lifnim, from the lifnai b'lifnim. So since part of the din comes directly from what it says about the par, part of the din comes directly from what it says about the soyer, basically I now have a right to apply that to lifnim, to the heichal, because it's not really a hekesh, it's a menu v'dover asher, which works out great according to Rabbi Akiva. But if you hold like Rabbi Yishmael, Laman di Omar, that a Himenu v'dover acher is considered to be a hekesh, So then, we got a problem. How can you learn a hekdesh from a hef? My yikala meimar. Answers the Gemara, no, this is not a hekdesh from a hekdesh. I'll tell you why. These are two different sets of occasion. One is a din in the karma. That's one hekdesh. The other is a din in the mukkah. That's the second hekdesh. It's not that I'm learning something from one hekdesh and I'm applying it to that hekdesh. So that it's two separate issues. The karba, with its dinim of the dam and so on, that indeed is a hekdesh. Fine. Now, the din of what to do in place A and then to do in place B, that's a din in place. The komoto de gamri ha-dadin, and that is not called applying that hekdesh to this hekdesh, or ibait ema, if lamaisa. You don't agree with that, because ultimately, I am learning first, I have to establish it. That's true. But chutz b'fnim b'chad zimna gamla. Once the Torah says, do in that second place everything that you did in that first place, so then there's no way to separate it out. I mean, it's taking a picture of what you did in the flag of the theme, and it's saying, this is what you have to do b'chutz. So then whatever came along with the picture came along, that's all considered to be one lima. All right, I hear that. But I got another problem, according to the Mandi Omar, that holds that this is a hekdesh. Again, Rabbi Akiva makes a heck of a lot of sense, because let's take a look at this other case. Bishram and Mandi Omar lo havi hekdesh. This is a fascinating halacha. We only have very special cases where we're told to bring lechem of chametz, right? Where are those places? Well, one place, of course, is the lechem chametz of the shtei ha-lechem that's brought on Chag HaShavuos. And the other is when you bring a carbon teda, and there's arboim lechem to that. 10 of those arboim lechem, it says, is lechem chametz, is lechem chametz, and 30 are three different varieties, 10 apiece, of ways of making chametz. You can make it as a wafer, you can make it as a something that was first scalded, and so on. Oh, so the dinim of the differences between the chalas, the revucha, we discussed this earlier, of learning them out from each other. So now, when it comes to the question of how large are each of these chalas of chametz, we learn it out from the shtei alechem on Shavuos. And from that, we learn to the number of sa'in, of solet, that we need to use for the matzah. We learn that from the chometz, which is, again, two steps, and should be a hekdesh from a hekdesh. So this is why we're going to have a problem, unless you hold like Rabbi Akiva. So, b'shalom l'man yom l'avi hekdesh, according to Rabbi Akiva, it works out fine. It says over here, ha'inu tichtim, mimo shvotechem, taviu lechem tenufa. Now, I don't understand why it has to say taviu. Can you explain why it says taviu? I mean, like, the pasuk says beferish, you're supposed to be maybe the carbon, and then it says mimoshvotechem lechem tenufa shtayim. Why do you have to say taviu if the pasuk before said that you're, this is what to bring together with the shtei alechem, and it says, and mimoshvotechem is where you bring it from. That word taviu, matamad lomar taviu, that is a hekdesh. And it tells me, wherever I'm asking you to bring lechem that is chametz, this is the same way that you should be taviv, which means that I'm telling you that the lechem chametz of lach meteda should be of the same size as the each of the lechem of the korban that is brought on Shavuos of the shtei alechem. So just like the shtei alechem, it says beferish is isaron. One isaron for each one of these shtei halechem. So here too, in the case of the lach meteda, where there's 10, it's telling me to use one isaron per challah, hafkan isaron machala. And if you try to tell me, oh, wait a minute, himala halan shnei esronin, the total of the flour that was used for the shtei halechem, it says two isaronot. So maybe it means use a total of shtei esronot wherever you're going to be bringing the chametz, and that would mean for all 10 challahs, you use only two esronot. You're claiming you use one esronot per challah. Maybe it means to use the esronot. Talmud Lomar, that's why it adds the word solatihiena. There's that additional little yud in the tihiena that is merames for all 10. And therefore, we bring each one of those lechamim, we bring it from one isaron solet. Now continues the same brisa to explain, and now how do we know how much matzah we use? Well, about matzah lechamim. So now we understand from the shtei lechem that we need one isaron per challah, which gives us 10 total isronot. How do we know that the same amount that is used for the chametz, even though there's 10 of chametz, and there's 30 of matzah, because there's 10 of three different types of challahs, how do we know that the same amount of solet that we used for the matzah, for the chametz, has to be used for the matzah? Because it says, al chalot lechem chametz. Al means juxtaposed to, and therefore neged chametz, Have matzah. So even though there's only 10 lechem chametz, they get 10 out of the 20. And even though there's 30 lechem matzah, they only get 10 out of the 20. Fine. Now, this is a hekesh and a hekesh. Because first we said, we're going to learn out the dinim from the shtei lechem to the lechem toira. And then we said, we're going to learn the chometz that's going to teach us to the matzah. So it's a hekesh from a hekesh. Now, if you're telling me that that's not called a hekesh, because, I mean, we learned specifically the dinim directly from the special halacha over here, that it's a solas, and it's one isron per each one, that I don't know from how to compare it only from the fact that it talks about one. So then that means that we've actually learned the din. I mean, how do we know that there's three different types of matzah? How do we know that we have to bring for the matzah the same amount that we use in the chametz? And that's not a hekesh. That is the beferish pasuk. So part of the din, it's true, part of the din is from a hekesh, the amount. But it's a men of a dover acher, the idea that here it's 10, there it's 30. All of that is directly written in the Dinam of Chachmei Torah. You see, Rabbi Akiva is correct. That when something is Heimenu V'davar Acher, I'm learning it partially from the information that's given directly in the Sukkah. So then the Hekesh can add a certain Dinam. But it's not called learning a Hekesh from a Hekesh. I mean, it's a complex limud, which much of the information is contained beferish in the Pasuk that has been referred to. But if you learn according to Rabbi Yishmael, so this is also a hekesh. So how does this whole limud work? How do we know the dinim of the lechem toirah? Rabbi Yishmael would say, listen, remember it all came from that extra word, taviu. Taviu is not a hekesh. Taviu is a riboy. It's not something I'm comparing the lechem toirah. I'm saying directly what it says in this pasuk is referring to all cases of lechem chametz. So therefore, you shouldn't have seen it as a hekesh in the first place. Okay, the Mishnah finishes. I think the Barnea wants us to ask the genie to give the last piece. Is that correct, the Barnea?
100%.
Okay, so rub a little bit harder because nothing happened over here.
There he goes.
Okay. So that's why it says Himenu v'dover acher. Okay, so it says over here a Pesach in an echal ela balayla and ela atchatzot. So who is the Madama who says that a Pesach can only be eaten until chatzot? Oh, we know that. Amar Rav Yosef, that's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Tanya Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer. Since it says by the Korban Pesach Balayla Hazeh, so it says that that's what you're supposed to be doing. Achluet Habasar Balayla Hazeh Sliyei Shumatzer Samarerin. And it says Belaila Zeh. Now, the only reference that we have Belaila Zeh was said Benogea Va'avarti Be'eretz Mitzrayim Belaila Zeh. So that means that the Torah was comparing the Nes of the Bechoros and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to act is exactly at that instant of Chatzot. So then that means that the Belaila Zeh is a reference to Chatzot and Afkan at Chatzot. My Lord Rabbi Akiva, how can you say that? Doesn't it say v'achaltem oto b'chipazon? And obviously it doesn't mean eating the Pesach while it is that you're b'chipazon, because why would you be b'chipazon? You're not supposed to leave anyway. You're not allowed to go out of your house the whole night. So what are you in a rush for? There ain't no rush. So b'chipazon, therefore, must mean eat it until the time when now you got a rush. Until now you weren't allowed to leave the house. Now comes the morning, and out we go from Mitzrayim. So, why does it have to say then, Belaila Zeh, according to me? Ah, Matam Adoma Belaila Zeh, that teaches me, says Rabbi Akiva. I would have thought, listen, a Korban Pesach is like every Korban in the Torah. What's the name of every Korban in the Torah? You bring the Korban, you eat it the same day that you bring it, and you eat it during the night. So I would think the same thing is true over here. You eat it. As soon as you shech the Korban Pesach, you start your Pesach Seder, and you keep going through the night, right? So it should be, it's Nechal Bayom, and the following night. Talmud Lomar, no. Balayla is it. Balayla Yehe Nechal, but Eino Nechal Bayom at all. Omar Le'abaye, why are we saying that it's only going like Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah? I mean, yes, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah is referring to the Dioraita, so it's true. According to Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, the Mishnah would make sense Dioraita. But how do you know the Mishnah is talking about Dioraita? I mean, the Mishnah said in the other cases that it's eaten till Chatzot if it's Nechal Laila Echad. So maybe it means same thing over here. In a Nechal Ela at Chatzot is to tell me the Rabbanan. Remember, we learned that in the Mishnah in Brochas, the opening Mishnah, Harchika Adam. So here too, maybe it's a drabona, and it's only larchi mina averak. Yeah, I'll tell you why. Look at all the other cases where it says ad chatzos. It's nechal ad chatzos. It doesn't say ela ad chatzot. It says nechal ad chatzot. But nechal ad chatzot, that's the din drabona. But over here it says ve'ino nechal ela ad chatzot, as compared to the other achilas, where there the achila is talking about a diraisa, all the other ones, when we're talking about Nechal Shnei Yomim V'Laila Echad, that's a diraisa. And here it says, no, it's Ela Ad Chatzot. So just like the comparison that we're in it to, the other dinim are all diraisas. Afkanami diraisa. So this din of Ela Ad Chatzot is a diraisa. In which case, it has got to be that Rabbi Yosef was right. And that this only makes sense, Aliba Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. Hadran Alach, Ezehu Mikoman. Wowee. You want to just give us a brief fanton so we can just do the Kochim Kochim Sheshachatan Barosh HaMizbeah. What would be the din? We talked about Ezum Nikoman, but we never said what the din would be if you actually sheft it on the Mizbeach itself. That is for tomorrow's wonderful Mishnah. Okay, Rabbosai, that completes the Daf and the Perek. Unbelievable, we're already up to the sixth Perek. Wow, we just started.